The mistreatment endured was never justified. It was unnecessary, unprovoked, and rooted in their own issues. They acted as though control over another person was their right, treating someone with disregard, disrespect, and cruelty. Manipulation, harsh words, and abuse became routine for them, yet they carried on as if their actions had no consequences. Now the dynamic has shifted. The same people who once mistreated, dismissed, and looked down on others now find themselves in need. The same individuals who acted as if they were superior now face challenges they never expected. Some struggle with age, some with failures, and some with hardships they never prepared for. And suddenly, they turn to the very person they once wronged, expecting kindness, expecting help. They assumed sympathy would be automatic. They believed past actions would be overlooked. But reality does not work that way. Those who once inflicted pain now face the truth. They will not receive the support they denied to others. The expectation of forgiveness does not erase the fact that when kindness was needed, they chose cruelty. No justification existed for their behavior. There was no reason for the mistreatment, no excuse for the way they acted. It was never about the person they targeted. It was always about their own unresolved issues, their own weaknesses, and their own inability to handle life. Distance was the best decision. Separation from their negativity means they can no longer project their misery onto others. They can no longer drain energy, no longer manipulate emotions. Now they must face their own reality without someone else to take the weight of their burdens. And that is something they never expected. The moment distance was created, peace returned. Clarity, calmness, and balance followed as their presence faded. They assumed there would be regret, struggle, or even self-destruction. They believed their absence would leave a void, but instead life flourished in ways they never expected. Happiness grew stronger, wisdom deepened, self-worth became unshakable, love and energy were redirected inward, filling the spaces they once drained. What they withheld was never needed, because the real source of joy was never tied to them. Their contributions were nothing but negativity, chaos, and heartbreak. With them gone, everything regained its natural glow. The energy that had been dimmed began to shine again. Their influence had created shadows, but those shadows faded the moment they were removed. They were never meant to shape the future, only to be left in the past. A realization sparked. The only thing holding things back was their presence. Walking away was the best decision, and nothing about it needed to be reconsidered. Confusion sets in for them now. They cannot understand the silence, the disinterest, the complete detachment. They are searching for answers, trying to figure out why their absence wasn't mourned. But the answer is simple. Mistreatment sealed their own fate. Blocking access was necessary. Changing numbers, cutting ties, and removing them from every aspect of life wasn't just a choice. It was protection. Every time they had an opening, they brought destruction, fueled by jealousy and resentment they could never explain. Now, all they have are unanswered questions and assumptions. They watch from the outside, uncertain about what is happening. But the truth is, their knowledge is no longer relevant. The focus is elsewhere, where growth, peace, and happiness are uninterrupted. They assumed misery would take over, but instead, happiness and success became the focus. Every step taken is shaping a stronger future, whether for family or simply for personal growth and peace. Meanwhile, they sit in frustration, wasting time plotting, hoping for a reaction that will never come. When they see progress, resentment rises. They act as if there's unfinished business, as if their presence still holds significance. But reality has set in. There is no going back to mistreatment, no entertaining their toxic behavior. The realization is sinking in for them now. The door is closed, and it's staying that way. Their approach was always built on control, manipulation, and looking down on others. Now they struggle with the truth. Nothing about them was ever above anyone else. The very people they tried to belittle have surpassed them in every way. Their energy is heavy, filled with negativity and bitterness. If they took the time to reflect, they would see the problem was never outside of them. It was always within. No justification existed for the treatment they gave, no excuse for the way they acted. That toxic energy is no longer a concern. Confidence is radiating, Growth is undeniable, and nothing they do can change that. Watching from the outside, they can only see what they lost. The choice was made: self-worth over mistreatment. No more accepting disrespect, no more tolerating their games. And now they are left with the reality that they never should have come against someone they could never break. The mistreatment was never justified. Disrespect was never deserved. Now frustration takes over because access has been denied. Calls go unanswered, messages are ignored, and numbers are changed. Social media is locked down, doors closed. The real issue isn't the silence, it's the loss of control they once believed they had. Without access, their ability to manipulate, belittle, or mistreat is gone. They no longer have the power to invade spaces, drain energy, or create chaos. The choice was made to remove toxic influences to protect mental and emotional well-being. They expected submission. They assumed tolerance would last forever. But no one is required to accept disrespect. They assumed they could teach negativity, that they could spread their misery. That lesson was rejected. Boundaries were set, and now they are forced to respect them from a distance. There is no desire to reconnect, no reason to re-engage. They were never meant to remain in this journey. Their role has ended. What happens next is no longer a concern. Their anger, their frustration, their confusion, it belongs to them. The decision was made and peace took its place. Growth, happiness, and success continue. No longer weighed down by their negativity, everything shines brighter. Their attempts to bring harm, to disrupt, to control, none of it worked. The only thing left for them is to watch from the sidelines as life flourishes without them. Now frustration consumes them because their presence is no longer required. There is no obligation to entertain their chaos, no reason to stay connected. The choice was made to rise above the past, and that choice cannot be undone. Growth became the priority. Progress brought new opportunities, new connections, and new relationships with people who recognize value and show genuine respect. The past no longer holds any weight. Those who once disrespected, belittled, and mistreated are no longer part of the equation. Worth was never tied to their approval. Their absence only confirmed what was already known. There was something greater beyond them. Walking away wasn't a loss, it was an elevation. There is no need to revisit what has already been left behind. Apologies will never come, but they aren't needed. What matters now is distance. Let them remain where they are, wrapped in their negativity, dragging others into their cycle. That story is no longer relevant. Why dwell on those who brought nothing but struggle? Why hold on to memories of mistreatment? The past is closed, sealed, and forgotten. There is no reason to recall what no longer has value. Life has taken a new path, one that no longer allows negativity to linger. Toxic energy has no place, and disrespect is no longer tolerated. Self-worth is deeply rooted, and boundaries are firm and unbreakable. Growth has reshaped everything, making the past irrelevant. Nothing remains as it was before. The road ahead is wide open, filled with new opportunities and fresh beginnings. There is no need to chase or force anything. The right connections will come at the right time. Peace has settled in, undeniable and unwavering. This new chapter is built on clarity, purpose, and alignment with something greater. Isolation is a time of growth, transformation, and healing. Being alone isn't a punishment, it's preparation. This is the moment where strength is built, wounds are mended, and purpose is revealed. Those who once mistreated, disrespected, or underestimated now feel the absence. Their source of control is gone, and their actions no longer hold power. Without access, they struggle, not from regret, but from losing what they once took for granted. Distance was the best decision. Their suffering is not a concern. The focus remains on becoming stronger, wiser, and aligned with something far greater.